Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The Sports Kebab.
All right, Jared, what do you got for us this week?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous, a little on edge. You brought this up at the beginning of this show, but did you see this story about a Chinese rocket that is going to be tumbling towards Earth at any moment now? I don't know what to think about this. I mean, I haven't seen a rocket cause this much commotion in China since Daryl Morey.
Good opening joke.
Thank you very much. Also, I'm a little sad.
Why
little,
is that?
A little melancholy on this Friday afternoon, because as you know, Arizona's most beloved couple has broken up. Mm. Yes. The couple who went viral for having their second date at a Diamondbacks game and a third date at a Coyotes game will not have a fourth date. They are citing irreconcilable differences due to the Suns game being sold out. They just weren't able to milk anything else. And you hate to see it. You hate to see it, guys. A young couple, things going great, and then one day the spark just is no longer there in your publicity stunt. Now, the saddest thing to me is that the woman has already moved on.
Really?
A day later, already moved on, was seen at the D-backs game last night in the stands at Miami with her new beau, Rat Leon. And I... That's a low blow right there. Three dates. That was the most unsuccessful D-backs coupling since Dave Stewart and Tony La Russa.
Oh!
Yeah, speaking of Tony La Russa, he is under fire this week for admitting that he didn't know.
How old is he?
You're one joke too early on.
Sorry.
For admitting that he didn't know the new extra innings rule. Now, to be fair to Tony, most extra innings games do occur well past La Russa's bedtime. So,
jeez.
I mean, look, La Russa is old-aged and he's old-school. He is not up on all these new analytics, on all this data, on these advanced stats. I mean, when he was growing up, the only time he used whip was when he wanted to make his horse-drawn carriage go. You know what I'm saying? And then the other analytics, like war. I mean, you're young and hip. You've heard of war, right?
Yes.
Well, La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
He's so old that when he was a kid, the only war he cared about was of 1812. And he's not up to date on this new technology. I mean, some managers, you see them, they sit in the dugout, they look up stats, they look up replays on their tablet. Tony La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
So old that when he was a kid, the only tablet he was given had commandments chiseled into them. I mean, Tony La Russa is old.
How old is he?
He's so old he shouldn't coach the White Sox. He should coach the White Sox with sandals. Alternate punchline. He shouldn't coach the White Sox. He should coach the Black Sox with sneakers. Tony La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
Last one. He's so old that the only person on a baseball field who is more confused with worse vision is Angel Hernandez. And speaking of angels that should retire from baseball, Albert Pujols. Yes. Albert Pujols was released by Anaheim this week. Yeah, this could be the end of one of the great but complicated careers in Major League Baseball history. Think about it. If you're 40 and you hear Pujols, you think brilliant career with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 20 and you hear Pujols, you think disappointing career with the Angels. And if you're 12 and you hear Pujols, you think, ha, you said Pujols. Staying in baseball, the Diamondbacks will be allowing more fans into the ballpark, lifting their attendance restriction. This is great to see, as I know how much the last year has hurt the box office and the gate for various sports. In fact, this is the biggest monetary impact on gates since Bill's first alimony payment to Melinda. The Suns had a weird week where they got blown out by the Hawks the day after winning an overtime thriller versus the Cavs. Now, many say that the overtime win versus the Cavs was the reason for the loss the next day. And we've seen this time and time again where the Suns play a harder game than they need to, and it hurts them the following game. They get the win, but it costs them a loss. I mean, the last time I saw someone where sometimes when they win, they really lose, they were being chased by these Stookie brothers. And finally, I want to wish...
That's obscure.
Thank you. I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day this weekend, this Sunday. And think about this. Think about this moment of time we've been living in here the last few days. Between the Kentucky Derby, Cinco de Mayo, and now Mother's Day, this is the biggest week of the year to see people getting day drunk while wearing giant hats.
That is true.
That was a good kebab.
Thank you.
Tasty, spicy,
ooh,
timely. Stookie Brothers reference.
You didn't have everything. What is a sheesh and a shush.
No, that was last week.
Sports Kebab every Friday with Jarrett Carlin. You can follow him on Twitter at Jarrett GC, J-A-R-R-E-T-T-G-C.